Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Barres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garbark for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo strikes out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soure moves to second. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerges scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tommy Thevenot now playing shortstop. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Lee moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Herman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. Herman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbark hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurgis hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau misplays the ball. That's an error on Thevenau. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barras moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barras moves to third. Handley moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to home to get Barras. Handley moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenau hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 2 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Rizzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Soor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Barras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barras moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Demery reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenot hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 3 in the game. Rizzo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Suhr reaches second base with a double. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Barras strikes out. One out. Heinie Maynish pinch hits for Ed Brandt. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.